Blog Talk Radio.
This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Ooh, a little late here. We've had, you guessed it, a little technical difficulties again. You know, can't seem to get away from that. But anyway, I am here. It's Monday, and it's 10:35 actually, to be exact. What are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about some stuff, some good stuff. You know, we always talk about good stuff here. On this day, we're going to talk about that and some other things that I in my mind. Plus, your calls, 347-884-8125. That's the number you should call. And play some little music on the side, unless you have something in mind. You can also join me in the chat room. Putting that up right now. You can go to blogtalkready.com, the Fernando Poniente Show. That is the thing you got to do, the Fernando Poniente Show. So what is new? What is new? Nothing's new, really. You ever heard about, Biden and Cheney, Dick Cheney, it's been, exchanging words. I mean, who's going to pay attention to those? I mean, I don't know. Not me. Probably some, politicians. And if you're, Democrats or Republican, although I've been called a Republican, that's because of my beliefs, I guess. I'm not going to take sides on that. I mean, they're just like little kids, you know what I mean? Got so much things to worry about. Like on this day segment, it's February 15th, 2010. What do you know? It's 2010 already. Time flies. I remember when it was like 1858. Oh, man. February 15th, 1898, actually, the U.S. battleship Maine blew up in Havana Harbor, killing 260 crew members, escalating tensions with Spain. That's right. That was back in 1898. 1820, a couple years before 1898. Well, yeah, a couple decades, I think. Susan B. Anthony, co-founder of the National Woman Suffrage Association, was born, and she actually died March 13th, 1906. 1764, that's when the city of St. Louis, was established in 1764 on this day. In 1933, on this day, President-elect Franklin D. Roosevelt escaped as an assassination attempt in Miami that claimed the life of Chicago Mayor Aaron J. Cermak. That's back in 1933. On this date, 1965, I believe, yep, Canada's new maple leaf flag was unfurled in ceremonies in Ottawa. Ottawa. You guys been there? Ottawa? I have not been. I haven't been to Canada since World War One. That's kidding. 1989, the Soviet Union announced that the last of its troops had left Afghanistan after more than 9 years of military intervention. intervention. 1989, 2002, President George W. Bush approved Nevada's Yucca Mountains as a site for the long-term disposal of highly radioactive nuclear waste. That's right. On this date, and also the same day, Canadian pairs figure skaters Jamie Sayle and David Pelletier were awarded a gold medal to resolve a judging controversy at the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Speaking of Winter Olympics, is that going on? Yeah, it is going on. How come I didn't get the memo? 2008, business tycoon Steve Fawcett, 63, was declared dead 5 months after his small plane vanished after taking off from an airstrip near Irvington, Nevada. Fawcett's remains were discovered in October 2008 in California's Sierra Nevada. That's a tragic 2008. Today's birthday. It's going on. Let me go through that really quick. So, today's birthday. Let's go move on here and get some eyes up in here. It's kind of late. Late. Today's birthday is actually Matt Groening turns 56 years old today. He's a cartoonist, you know, The Simpsons? Matt Groening? Yeah, whatever. Alrighty then. Melissa Manchester turns 59, is a singer. Jan Seymour, 59, actress. Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, remember? Yeah, whatever. Daryl Green, Football Hall of Famer, turns 50. Who else? Graham Hill, 46. Not Graham Hill. I'm reading all this wrong. Oh, well. I guess that's it. A little short. I think I just lost it, though. But anyway. So we're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll come back. Okay? Don't go anywhere.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of The Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring him out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Tim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
We are back again here at Fernando Poniente Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm in the middle of Illinois. Well, not middle, but, you know, in Illinois. We're actually north of Illinois, suburb of Chicago, on a shout town. Shout, shout, Chi-Town. Chi-Town. That is awesome. All right. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/GreatInferno. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Fernando Poniente. Or type in the coolest guy on Blog Talk Radio. That's me. You should be able to picture of me just kind of pop up. Yeah, that's me. All right. What do you want to talk about today? If you guys want to call in, and it's 347-884-8125. Chat room's slowing up my computer here, so I had to shut it down. You can still call in. And you can also call in on Skype. So if you're a Skype user, you can just go and call up, 347, go to my site there, and just click the little microphone, or not a little microphone, the little telephone thing, and you should be able to dial in once you're there. Buzz. Speaking of Buzz, have you heard about this? The Google Buzz is actually creating a buzz literally overnight. I mean, it was just basically, I don't know if you have Gmail account, but, or, any Google account, once you go ahead start buzzing, or it's like Dig with, Twitter and whatever put together. I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. So if you have a Gmail account, you can see the inbox. If you open up a Gmail account, you can see right on the left, right below the inbox. It's called Buzz. And you're going to be able to, update your status in there. You're going to be able to plug that in with Twitter. You're going to be able to do all kind of stuff, good stuff in there. And I've been using them. Again, you have to follow people, and people follow you and all that. And it's fun. It's a social media at its best. So try it out. Maybe you just want to do that, and let me know how you like it. A lot of people does not like it because, it's saying that so many traffic and relevant posts. I mean, again, if you want to follow people or follow the people with an interest, you need to have the same interest and all that. So, and just do that. But Twitter is actually not going to go anywhere with that. I've heard that's going to be a Twitter killer. I don't think so. I don't think nothing's going to kill Twitter. Twitter, it's Twitter, okay? So, speaking of social media, you can also head on to machatterbox.com. It actually is going to become a social hub where you can plug in, again, your other social media networking sites. So, it's a cool place to go in. Go into machatterbox.com. And that's what you got to do. And also, YouTube has a fifth birthday actually yesterday. And it's kind of hard to believe, right? 5 years. And it serves more than 1 billion videos per day. Wow. That's just mind-boggling. I can't even get my mind wrapped around that. So, if you have a YouTube, if you don't have a YouTube account, go ahead and log in. I have a YouTube account, but I've never really posted any videos. I used to, but kind of not anymore. I know. Maybe that's what I want to do for 2010. I want to put more videos in there of me. I do stuff on YouTube for work related. But personally, no, I've not ever posted in them. I used to post like holidays and my opinions and you know, holiday videos for the family, you know, like the, what do you call it, the last time we made a Rice Krispie treat. You used to be able to see that. So type in Great Inferno, you should be able to see my, my channel on YouTube. The funny thing is I have a little video of me there, just me, you know, and I tagged it, you know, Asian guy scared of Asian females, Asian girls. When we're actually getting like, hits. But it is, it's like, I don't know, you're going to have to find it. Just go and type, go to YouTube and type in, you know, you can type in Great Inferno, and you should be able to do that. And, you know, according to report, you know, YouTube is the fifth year. It's actually, it's not, I'm kind of surprised by this, but, it's, you know, it's not the clear leader back in 2005 because there was, you know, services, so like video, you know, Vimeo. There's a lot of actually video sites back in 2005. Vidler, I remember Vidler. There are a lot of them, too. Meta Cafe, was that 2005? I don't know. I know Meta Cafe has been there for quite a while, you know. And it, you know, it started to emerging back in like 2007, I believe, 2006, 2007. Yeah, and we all remember the company sold to Google back in 2006. For a whopping, what is it, $1.something billion? Yeah, so you can actually go to YouTube and you can you can view, you can watch the entire history of YouTube and its you know, evolutions for over past years. So you can check out, you know, go to YouTube and fifth birthday, I believe. Something like that. You can just go in the Google it on YouTube. So pretty nifty, huh? That's right. That's what I said. Pretty nifty. Nifty, nifty. Yes, it is. It's nifty. Where did it go here? All right. Surfing the net. Yeah. Can't watch a video because I'm hooked up. See. I have what I have, you know, I don't have a high speed up. It's not a cable or anything like that, or, I mean, it's a broadband, so it's wireless broadband through Cricket. That's really what I have a connection for the internet. And you know, watching videos and on YouTube is kind of, you know, really disappointing. That's the word I'm using. Because it takes forever. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like, again, it's not cable, but it's still five times faster, I would say, than a regular dial-up. I mean, you should check it out. Cricket broadband. And what I like about this, I'm a cheapskate. You know, I don't really want to have to be tied up with, you know, the contract. And similar to, you know, same thing goes with my phone. I go with the Boost Mobile because I don't want to have a contract. And also the smartphone I have, I mean, you get like unlimited data, unlimited calls, unlimited texting, you know, no hidden fees or anything like that. So no surprises. You know, I pay my $60 every month, so no surprises. And I do a lot of stuff on my smartphone. I mean, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Foursquare, I'm on Nate. I'm doing everything in there, you know, and for a limited data. So I don't have to pay or anything like that. You should be able to go to that too. So if you're looking for a phone, you can go to shopandsuperhighway.com. You should be able to find some phones there. You can just type in, you know, smartphones, Blackberries, or anything like that. You should be able to find it. And then, you know, have them shipped to you. You know, you should be able to activate them, get the, go take it to the Boost Mobile retailers. Now, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that. I'm just telling you to do it and find out and then let me know. So, do that. That sounds all right? Sounds good. Yeah, thank you. Right there. A little late. We're going to be playing some song here. I'm going to play to Liz Toussaint. And you can find Liz actually on Facebook. She has, and also she has a Twitter. She's from Chicago. She's a country singer. And this is the song that I've been playing here on Block Talk Radio because I like it. It's called the What do you call that? If I Had a Gun. Okay, that's the song. And I'll play it. I'll be back in a little bit here. It is, what is it, 10:54 or something like that. So we got about 35 minutes remaining on to the show. So I'll be back. Again, this is Fernando. I'm listening to Liz. And I'll be back in a minute.
My daddy said, no single mother or too safe in the world these days. And you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place. Take this little briefcase. But I declined, 'cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine. And I was so afraid for my babies that
if I had a gun, it wouldn't be here today. I get on.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from KickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
Talk Time Radio with Winston Pitts. Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call in live at 347-826-9009. The young conservative of Blog Talk Radio. Make your voice heard.
Boom. All right, we're back here. Oh, boy. I've got to looking through some stuff here. All right, this is Fernando again, the Fernando Poniente Show. Who else could it be? And only here, 347-884-8125. Call in. You might win something. Or, yeah, you have an iTunes? Yeah, great. You should be able to sign in. iTunes me. iTunes. Yeah, click on that. Or if you have a smartphone, go to m.blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. You should be able to listen to me on your iTunes, you have iPod or anything like that. I don't know if it's the BlackBerry, though, to be able to catch on a BlackBerry, because I've been trying to do that on my BlackBerry, but can't seem to play. I kept saying it was too big of a file. I don't know, there's got to be a way around that, but maybe I'll figure out someday, you know. Earlier, it was at work, when I was at work, I was the little conversation came up, and they say if Sarah Palin would have, if she would run for president in 2012, obviously she's running now, would I vote for her? I said, I don't know. See, that, you know, last time I voted for McCain and Palin because of, you know, again, for what I believe when it comes to, like, you know, Bible-based beliefs and that's, you know, I'm not really 100% Republican, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just, anyone they do, they just, you know, they just label you as a Republican because you voted for a Republican. Well, I've, you know, voted for Democrats before. But anyway, back to the sayings. No, I would say no. I can't just say I will vote for her because I don't know who's going to run for president in 2012. You know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see about that. But I think, you know, she would need to a lot of people are quick to judge. You know, they would judge her. They would tell her she's, you know, not all that. She's not, you know, she's not fit to be a president or anything like that. Alaska, yeah, she was a governor, but that's Alaska. You know, they make it sound like the Alaska is the, you know, the bunch of retards running around over there. But that's typical liberal people, liberal thinking, though, which I kind of getting tired of arguing or getting into, you know, talking to them about, you know, the difference between my beliefs and you know, liberal thinking, you know what I mean? But anyway, that's, I would say, no, if you would, I mean, you can email me if you, you know, let's say, hypothetically, if indeed, Sarah Palin, would run for president in 2012, would you vote for her? You know, I mean, say, I mean, you have to agree that Sarah Palin is, you know, one of the most electrifying political personality in a lifetime. That's why, you know, a lot of people despise her. You know, and a lot of people believe that, you know, Barack Obama came from nowhere. You know, he came from nowhere to win the presidency. There's a lot. I mean, you know, she was asked if she's going to run for 2012, and you know, she's making it sound like she would, but there's a lot of considerable speculations that she would, well, Mrs. Palin, Miss Palin, that I was talking about, referring to that will run for president in 2012. Again, let me check the phone here real quick. All right, I'm stuffed now. All right, oh well. Again, she did not, my computer's freezing up right now. She did not discourage anyone, you know. Again, from that viewpoint, I think she was interviewing Fox News. And it appears that she will, you know, she'll run if she's, if drafted. I mean, you know, she wasn't going to run for vice president, but she, you know, McCain picked her. And again, I mean, if I would have to, based on her beliefs, I mean, she that she may make, you know, she'll make she's capable of running for president or running the country in the future. That's just my opinion, you know. People are gonna be, oh, why? She's not that, you know. Did you watch her, whatever, interview with Katie Couric and all that stuff? See, people like to make fun of others, but you know, again, they forget sometimes to look at their, you know, look in the mirror and kind of, you know, watch their face, and why can't they make fun of themselves? I make fun of myself once in a while. Yeah, I do. Yeah. But if anyone needs proof that a little experienced candidate does not make a good president, then all you have to do is, again, all you have to do is look at the first year of President Obama's presidency, you know. Oh man, that's funny. And even the, you know, even the media would have to agree with me on that one. Media, you know, even some of the liberals and Democrats would have to agree with me on that one. And you know, a lot of people kind of, you know, trying to compare President Obama to, you know, that he's the present-day version of John F. Kennedy. And a lot of people, you know, kind of observes that, notice that comparison really, you know, not really, it didn't add up. There was I was in Wisconsin at one time, I think I was in one of the bar and one of the resort there, and there was a guy making fun. You know, he was just like telling jokes after jokes about Obama, and one of them was the comparison with John F. Kennedy, and he quoted saying that what's the difference between John F. Kennedy and Obama, and people said what, and he said, you know, he ain't dead yet. And good, you know, a couple people, you know, had a laugh, and I thought it wasn't funny, and they, you know, some people thought it was funny, but so, and the comparison didn't really add up. And all the reports were saying that, you know, really, I mean, Kennedy, not, you know, he didn't come from the a community organizer or hang out with the, you know, ex-terrorists and all that. They, you know, he campaigned across the country with actually with other candidates. You know, I'm talking about Kennedy here. And actually had a long-term relationship and actual national experience. And even with that, actually, that Kennedy's tickets actually needed the additions of a political enemy. You know what I mean? So look it up. Look it up. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong. I'll just say, I don't know. I have to say anything. But anyway, let's get to the phone real quick because we got running out of time. not running out of time, but the time's ticking, what I'm supposed to say. We got a call from 401, Eric at 401. Are you there? That's funny. You're funny. All right. 224-440-9830. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. How about you?
I am good. I'm actually talking Monday. It's 11, about 9 minutes past the hour. 11:09 here in Illinois. Illinois. So people, a lot of people call it Illinois. I don't know why they do that.
Right.
You're in the flatland. But what's up? What's new? What are you calling? You heard me talking about Obama?
No, I didn't hear. I just called in.
You just called in? I'm sorry. Yeah. I just got a couple prank call over here. I'm not thinking one of them, I don't know where they come from. Anyway, not important, but what do you want to talk about? What's new?
Well, nothing much. Just like, you know, growing the business, growing, you know, we went to church yesterday, which was really nice. I'm thankful we were able to go to church, you know, and then today did a lot of cleaning. Kids were off school. So what we did was we went through like cleaning the house, which we usually don't do because we're trying to usually juggle cleaning and, you know, maintaining the house along with school. So we did like, the kids been trying to clean their room for probably like 2 weeks, at least 1 week, you know. So finally they got it clean and clothes folded and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's kind of like some of the places, like I was like, are they open? Because I thought that like one company was going to be closed today and they were open, and it turns out the bank was closed today. And so it's just kind of, I didn't even check the mailbox because I figured that they probably were off today too. But not much. Just got back from a video store. We rented some movies, family. They're like free family movies, but they got some kind of like hidden clause there, saying like if you don't bring it back on time, they'll charge you, you know, like for being late. So a free kids movie turned into being $9 we owe. Yeah, I was just like, kind of like, wow, okay, maybe I'm just going to go back to Netflix because they ain't got no.
You should have stuck with the Netflix because, yeah, there's no late fee when it comes to Netflix, you know, you can take the time, but you know, yeah, I think they're better off Netflix and, you know.
Amen. That's what I think we're going to do is, like, go back to Netflix, which we can get paid for that by going to our website, shoppingsuperhighway.com, log in as preferred customer, and we, as the, you know, customer care manager, actually get paid for that. Now, I don't think that customers get paid for it, but if you do, if a customer gets paid for it, it will let them know to get, like, 2% or something like that cash back. So, you know, every little bit helps, you know.
Right, it does. So, it does add up. Does add up. So, what is the anything new on as far as like products and stuff? What do you have?
Well, we're probably coming out with some new products. We're planning going to a business training, which I think they'll probably be talking about new products coming out this Saturday. So, but
right,
as far
right.
as like. New products, I won't know probably till this coming weekend about new products that come out. Every six months we come out with new products, but a couple of my favorite products are the Calcium Plus, because that has a vitamin C, vitamin D, calcium, and magnesium. So you kind of get like a bonus there, you know, with having, along with absorbable calcium, you get vitamin C with that. And also I like the OPC3 because it's flu season, so it helps to fight. It's a powerful, one of the most powerful antioxidant out there in isotonic form. Also, another one of my favorite is the omega-3 fatty fish oils. It's actually what's in the bottle. What it says on the bottle is in the bottle. When you go to Walmart, you don't always know. Like, they could say anything's in the bottle, and it may have mercury in there and all that stuff. So, I know that our omega-3 that our company carries, they're actually farm-raised, so there's no mercury in there. So it definitely helps knowing the source, because there's been so many things like over the, you know, you can get Walmart or wherever that, I don't know. Yeah, I think we covered this like several months ago about Walmart having, you know, some of their products like that what's on the bottle is not in the bottle or it's not safe. Mm-hmm. So definitely those are three top products that health and nutrition wise, but also I like the face wash intelligence line because it helps me look younger. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I like. Look younger. Mm. So those are just some of my favorite products, but I know I have like there's so many products that, you know, are out there that we carry. But those are just the main ones that our family use. Oh yeah, and our kids they use the Isotonic Mitamins. They just recently changed the flavor, I think. I don't know. We were out for a while and then now it tastes like peach instead of orange. So kids like peaches. Get the vitamins. To get their fruits and vegetables, so when you go to the doctor, you don't got to worry about are they getting their fruits and vegetables because they get it in their vitamins. So that's what's new. Those are some of the products that we actually personally use and have in the house, you know, like or that we use or going to be using. So, yep.
Any you guys getting any snowstorm recently? How's the weather in Illinois? Well, I'm in Illinois, but... How do you like the snow again?
Are you talking to me or Winston?
Are you getting no? Winston's not in on the line. You're getting some echo here. What about? All right,
in Illinois, it snowed today.
Mhm.
It snowed today, so I'm thankful for that because I like snow. I was actually surprised that it snowed today. I don't really watch the Weather Channel very often, so when I looked out the door, I was like, oh, it's snowing, yay! So kids went outside and played while it was snowing, you know.
All right.
And so not the whole time it was snowing.
Speaking of snow, actually, you heard about this Ohio man, actually from Ohio, built actually a four-room igloo with TV cable. With TV and cable on them.
That's igloo?
Igloo, yeah, a four-room igloo. So it's got to be big. It's like a man cave. And it's been out of, out of work for almost a year and actually needed a, you know, project to stay busy. So, With all the heavy snowfall this winter, so he actually got busy and went to work on and build the igloo, what they call the extreme igloo. And his family kind of helped and also build it right on his front yard. This is about 30 miles east of Cleveland. I don't know if it's still there. You can check it out. You can probably just Google that. If the town is called Aquila, whatever, Ohio. So he has a four room and about 6 foot ceiling, and he has an entertainment room. Of course, he powers the TV and all that with the extension cord. And plugged into the outlet and garage, and he also ran wires for cable television with surround sound stereo. So everything it's intact. You know, it's quite of a man cave. So there's actually a video of it. It's probably on YouTube, but it's I found that on AOL.com. You should be able to see it. He has a. He doesn't need a fridge for his beers or anything like that. He actually has a beer warmer or something like that, so he doesn't freeze. What do you think about this, Don? You think that people will come and visit his igloo? I mean, it's making a news. What do you think?
say probably, but does he really want that attention? You know what I mean?
Right. It's not actually an igloo. It's just like a cave. You know? I mean,
yeah, it's
like,
pretty neat. Our kids actually want to build an igloo. I think they worked on it with their dad like a few years ago when we had a house.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I don't know, just really haven't done that, you know, just where we're living. So,
maybe
if the dad will, you know, their dad will, you know, our kid's dad will do that. We'll build an igloo too. They might want to go camping in it. You think it will be warm in an igloo?
No.
You can probably put an air bed in there.
It's not going to be like 70 degrees or anything like that in there, but of course you have to wear, you know, a jacket or like thermal. But there's actually, I don't know if it's Alaska or something, like somewhere, I think it's in Canada, there's a motel or a hotel that's made of ice. Actually, they do that yearly, but anyway, there's...
people pay a lot of money to go there, too.
Yeah, they just want to experience that, I think. You know, but I don't know. I would have to try it. I mean, it's probably going to be below zero or anything like that. I mean, you won't see me in a 20 below zero, though. 20 below temperature out there. I don't know. I have tropical blood, you know what I mean? So, Girl Scout cookies. I know that you mentioned something about you have, you know, you're on a Girl Scout thing and you do the girl, you participate in a Girl Scout cookies. I mean, how many did you sell last year?
I don't even remember. I don't remember, honestly. I don't remember. I could take a wild guess, but.
Yeah, just
I don't know. Maybe 200 boxes, could be less. I don't know. I don't know. I know we ordered cases. We had like several cases. I think Thin Mints is what we sold the most of.
There's actually Girl Scout cookies. There's a top seller actually on the news. Actually, she sold Quincy, Massachusetts, with a grand total of 2,254 boxes.
Wow.
Yeah.
good.
And if you have Girl Scout, and if you know someone in Girl Scout out there, here's the secret. I'm going to reveal it here in the Fernando Poniente show. 10 secrets of top-selling, for selling Girl Scout cookies. First, you got to plant the seed. If someone seems unsure about buying cookies, I know you probably run into that. Engage them by asking what their favorite cookie is, favorite cookie is. And you just kind of, get a feel and say, hey, go buy some cookies. No, ask them what their favorite cookie is. Oh, we all have favorite cookies, right? My favorite cookie is macadamia. Or anything that has also number two is you gotta learn how to network. And perfect, you gotta create a perfect sales pitch. Be professional, offer some samples, target to better locations. Show compassion. Think beyond the box. You know, do experiments on how you want to sell your cookies. So the sky's the limit. You know, and the bottom line is smile. That's what you said. So with 2,225 boxes, if you are a cookie seller, if you're a Girl Scout out there, I don't know, my listeners seem to be just Girl Scouts. Anyway, so that's one thing you sell. You can go ahead and sell, 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 so practice those, and you should be able to sell. So maybe you should be able to be on the news one of these days and you know, sell about like 2,300 boxes of cookies. That would be nice. So if you want to sell me cookies, I love, what do I like? Coconut. That's right. What do you know? Filipino guy likes coconut cookies. All right. That's me, Fernando. So what do you think about this, Don? What is it, what kind of, you know, marketing effort that you set aside or, you know, willing to implement next time?
You probably ask for referrals, you know. Who do you know that likes Girl Scout cookies? Who do you know that likes cookies? Who do you know that likes Girl Scout cookies? Okay, if they say nobody, say, okay, who do you know that likes to donate, you know? Like that. Who do you know that wants to help girls to become leaders, you know? Leaders to a certain extent, you know, because leaders, girls could be the leaders of the children, you know, while the husband's at work and things like that, you know. But who do you know is the main thing. Who do you know? And then rephrase it if they say they can't think of anybody.
Okay. All right. That is from cookies to the erectile dysfunction. I thought I was just running into this anyway. Nothing relevant to cookies, but side effects. Viagra, actually. Some of the side effects I'm going to go through with you real quick, and then we'll close for tonight. And then we'll go say bye-bye. You know. Viagra is actually, you know what? I changed my mind. This is kind of a little stupid. Ooh. All right. Thank you. They sold a lot of 1.5 billion a year. That's a lot of Viagra there. But, all right, shoppingsuperhighway.com. That's where you're trying to. That's your website, right? That's the website
right.
You used to go shop. Where is it coming from again? Shoppingsuperhighway.com is the Market America. The director was unfranchised for Market America. You can go to shopinsuperhighway.com for your shopping needs. And not just that, you can earn actually cash back for all your shopping. Shopping, you do. Why not shop and get paid?
That's right.
That's right. All right. Wednesday, coming this Wednesday, the show, 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Come check me out here on blogtalkradio.com. I think we'll go say bye-bye in a little bit here. So any last word, Doc? Go ahead.
Put Jesus first. Seek him, you know, while you can. And, you know, if you're seeking peace, he offers peace,
right.
Even though these are trying times. You know, seek him and he'll show you the way. And so, you know, we're always looking for peace. Have a good night.